Book of Luke. As our custom is on Christmas Eve, we're going to read the Christmas story from Luke's Gospel, the second chapter. We'll read the first 20 verses. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Important event of all of the ages was the birth of the Christ child, which we celebrate tonight. But in the midst of our joy and in the midst of our celebration, there's a bit of a heaviness in my heart tonight. And it's heavy because I know that there are millions and millions of children, especially, who tomorrow will be deeply disappointed because they did not receive what they had hoped for. Santa did not bring them all the things that are on their list. Mommy and Daddy did not have enough money to provide all of the gifts and toys and clothes and so on that they thought they desperately needed. I'm concerned tonight because there are millions of adults and young people who tonight and tomorrow will also be disappointed because they look forward to the season of Christmas as being a time when their hope is at a high level, that perhaps at this Christmas season my wayward son will come home, my wayward daughter will come home. Perhaps at this time of year my wife will decide that she's going to love me again, or my husband will decide that he's going to love me again. And perhaps at this Christmas time of the year, the deepest and most important needs that I have in my life, in the time of this great excitement and the time of the whole of the celebration of a large portion of the known world, perhaps at this time the thing that I want the most will happen to me. But the fact of the matter is that by tomorrow morning, Santa Claus will not have come. And everybody's list will not have been completely filled. And even those who are not putting their confidence and their trust in Santa Claus, but are looking towards other people to have their needs met and to be satisfied and to be blessed, are going to be deeply disappointed tomorrow. And this Christmas season is going to be just like all the Christmases that have gone before it, one more false hope dashed into pieces. In Psalm 146, in verse 3 and 4, we're instructed to put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, he returns to the earth, in that very day his thoughts perish. And the idea is that every man who puts his confidence in another man, whether he be real or whether he be imaginary, is destined for disappointment and frustration. Santa Claus is a figment of man's imagination. And since man invented him, he's limited by man's limitations. And all of those who tonight putting their confidence or their hope or their expectation in what man can do or what man's inventions or devices can do are due for deep disappointments tomorrow. Anyone who puts his confidence in man or man's inventions is sure to be let down. The prophets understood that. And the prophet Jeremiah in the 8th chapter of his prophecy in the 9th verse, he makes this accusation to the wise men of the world. Those that are so wise and so smart that they refuse to trust in a God that they cannot see. Those that are so wise that they will put their entire confidence in men whom they can see. Jeremiah said the wise men are ashamed. The word ashamed in the Old Testament comes from a Hebrew word that means literally disappointed. The wise men are disappointed. They are dismayed and taken. They were so excited. Their expectation was so great. But their disappointment has caused them to be taken and to be overwrought with sorrow. And here's the reason. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord. And what wisdom is in them? Question mark. How can a man reject the word of Almighty God and have any wisdom remaining in him? The wise are certainly to be disappointed and to be dismayed. Isaiah said it even stronger in the 45th chapter of his prophecy in the 16th verse. Listen to these words and see if it doesn't remind you of a great many of the people who live around us and who do not know as yet in a personal way Jesus Christ. They shall be ashamed. Remember what I said the word ashamed meant? It means what? It means to be disappointed. They shall be ashamed and also confounded. Now the word confounded is an interesting word. The Hebrew word means wounded. They'll be wounded. Tomorrow morning there are going to be a lot of wounded people. There are going to be a great many wounded young people and a great many wounded children. And there are going to be a great many wounded adults. And I feel for them tonight. I wish I could address them tonight. I wish I could speak to them tonight because they don't have to be disappointed tomorrow morning and they don't have to be wounded tomorrow morning. But any person who will reject the word of the Lord and encourage his children to reject the word of the Lord is setting himself up for great disappointment and a great wounding. They shall be ashamed and they shall be confounded, all of them. They shall go to confusion together that are makers of idols. What did Isaiah say? All of those who make themselves idols, and all of those who put their confidence in idols, and Christmas is a whole composite of idols when you leave Jesus Christ out of it. All of the rest of it is idolatry, just as surely as pagan idolatry was of old. Now, I realize that most of that idolatry is ignorant idolatry. But yet in a country like the United States where the gospel has been so clearly preached by so many ways and over such a long period of time, those who are snared in this kind of idolatry, seasonal idolatry, are those who essentially have rejected the word of the Lord. I say that about myself personally, for I grew up in the Church of Jesus Christ. But until I was 37 years old, I engaged in all of the idolatry of the Christmas season. And it was not until I gave my life to Jesus Christ and quit rejecting the Word of God and received it and trusted in Him as my personal Lord and Savior that my life began to change. Not only began to change, completely and totally changed. And I realized my wife had been telling me for years how much idolatry was in our house over the Christmas season. I said, I'll go on. It's all innocent fun. I had no idea how dangerous it was. And so those who follow after idols, the Word of God says, will be disappointed and will be wounded. And I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about a large number of people whom you and I love very much. I'm concerned about relatives and family members. I'm concerned about friends. I'm concerned about the friends of our children and our young people. I'm concerned about the people who are in our very neighborhoods who tomorrow are going to be disappointed and are going to be wounded. I'm concerned about those who have put their confidence in man and man's creation and it will only let them down. But I thank God tonight for the children who tonight have put their trust in Jesus Christ. And I'm grateful tonight that there's a people, adults, young people, and children together who have not rejected the word of the Lord and who have said, yes, I believe what God's word says. I believe the message of those angels to the shepherds back there so many hundreds of years ago. I believe what they said, for unto us a son is given, a savior is born. I bring you good news, great joy, for in this manger in Bethlehem is born the savior of the world. Now, these children, these people, these adults, these young persons may not receive everything that they had hoped for tomorrow. They may not have everything under their tree that they thought they wanted and had hoped for. But they'll not be disappointed, for their trust and their expectation is in Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 45 and 17, the scripture says, Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed, nor confounded, world without end. What does that mean? It means that when a man puts his trust in God Almighty and makes the Lord Jesus his God, he'll not be disappointed, nor shall he be wounded, world without end. No matter how many Christmases come and go, no matter how many seasons come and go, no matter how long the world exists, there'll be no disappointment and there'll be no dismay, because our trust is in Jesus Christ. It may take longer than we expected to receive the things that we hope for this Christmas season, but no one who believes and trusts in God will ever be disappointed. In the 146th Psalm, I shared with you a couple of verses earlier concerning the distress of those that trust in man. I want to read you the corollary there from verse 5. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. Santa Claus has never let a prisoner loose that I know of. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Therefore, praise ye the Lord. Happy is the man who has the God of Jacob for his help and does not put his trust in other men or in the devices of men. The birth of Jesus Christ 1980 or 90 years ago confirms this truth. For hundreds of years, the people of God had been expecting this awaited Messiah and had longly sought for the day when God would send his salvation, his deliverance, and his redemption to the earth. And year after year went by, and they had not received what they had hoped for. They had not received what they had desired very much. They had desired the coming of the Messiah. But they were not disappointed. Two fabulous examples are given to us further on in Luke chapter 2, when Mary and Joseph brought the baby Jesus for the dedication into the temple of God. And there were two people there whose names are given us in the Gospel of Luke. One was a man named Simeon. He was an old man. And God had promised him that he would not die until he had seen the salvation of Israel. And as he walked in it, he saw the baby Jesus there. And the Spirit of God leaped within him. And he went over to the child and he said, "Now let thy servant depart in peace, for I have seen the salvation of God. My prayers are answered, my desires are fulfilled. And yes, I believed in God, and year after year after year went by, and I did not see what I desired, but I trusted in the Lord. And today, since I waited, I have what I've desired." The second person we see in that story is the woman Anna, who had been married probably as a young woman, had been with her husband 7 years, and her husband died, and she was a widow. She was now 84 years old. She had probably been a widow about 60 years, by the only reckoning that we have, which is the custom of the day. For those 60 years, she spent most of her time in the temple of God, praying and fasting and seeking God and awaiting the Messiah that was to come. And there she was, an 84-year-old woman there in the temple when the mother and father brought Jesus for his dedication. She rejoiced in the Lord on that occasion. The birth of our Savior is evidence to anyone who wants to see it that to put your trust and your hope in God will cause you never to be disappointed. Romans 5:5, Paul said, "Hope maketh not to be ashamed." Hope will never disappoint you. Jesus said, "Ask, and ye shall receive." In another place, he said, "Whatsoever things ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you have them, and ye shall have them," he said. It may take a little longer, but God is always faithful, and God is always trustworthy. In the 49th chapter of Isaiah, in the latter part of the 23rd verse, God says this about himself and about those that wait for him. He said, "For they shall not be ashamed, or they shall not be disappointed, that wait for me." Now that's a promise of God. And so this Christmas season, if you have your hope set on something special that you desire, and you're hoping, and perhaps even trusting, that God will bring that to pass for you through this Christmas season, I want you to be encouraged tonight. For the birth of Jesus Christ gives you an assurance that if you can find God's promise in his word for whatever it is that you're believing him for, that it will be yours. While it may not be tonight, and it may not be tomorrow, but it certainly shall be yours. The birth of Christ confirms the nature of our God for us. In Ephesians chapter 3 in the 20th verse, Paul is caught up in exultation concerning the nature of his God. And he's just prayed that all of the people at the church at Ephesus would be filled with the love of God. And he concludes that exhortation with this very powerful introduction to prayer. He says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think." I don't know any man who is like that. I don't know any device of man that is like that, who has the capacity to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Only God. To the shepherds that night, to the wise men who came several years later, to the saints of God who were alive in that day, and the saints of God who are alive in this day, the birth of Christ is like God's exclamation point. It's as if God said through the sending of his Son that anyone who will put their trust in him and put their confidence in him will never ever be disappointed, and will never ever be hurt, and will never ever be wounded by disappointment. Let us pray.